The Wisconsin State Assembly has passed a bill to give a $3 billion tax break to Foxconn. Republican Governor Scott Walker is trying to lure the Taiwanese electronics company to build an assembly plant in the state. They'd be making panels used in smartphones and televisions. President Trump has praised the plan and the company's leader, Terry Goh. Here's the president speaking at the White House last month.
The construction of this facility represents the return of LCD electronics and electronic manufacturing to the United States, the country that we love. That's where we want our jobs. To make such an incredible investment, Chairman Goh put his faith and confidence in the future of the American economy.
In recent years, though, Foxconn has been controversial for its poor record on workers' rights at its factory in China, where Apple's iPhones are assembled. In 2010, the factory made international headlines after several workers there committed suicide. Now, some Democratic lawmakers in Wisconsin are critical of the tax break deal with Foxconn. If approved by the state Senate, it would be the largest incentive package in Wisconsin's history. Joining us now with more is Marty Michelson, a reporter at WUWN in Milwaukee. Hi there, Marty.
Hi, Meghna.
All right, so a lot to talk about here. First of all, tell us more about the deal specifically. What does the state of Wisconsin get in exchange for giving Foxconn $3 billion in tax breaks?
Well, Foxconn of Taiwan wants to build a huge factory in southeastern Wisconsin. Under the deal, the state would give the company $3 billion in tax incentives and would relax some environmental rules in order to accommodate Foxconn. In exchange, Foxconn would invest $10 billion to build a 20 million square foot facility in Racine or Kenosha County. Now, these are two areas of the state that have lost a number of major manufacturers over the past few decades. Mm. Foxconn says the average salary would be $54,000 per year. The company would initially hire 3,000 people and could eventually employ up to 13,000 workers. And they would be assembling LCD flat screens.
So potentially a lot of jobs here. But yesterday, as the State Assembly was voting on this, there were some emotional pleas for and against the deal. And perhaps it also wasn't along party lines, as I understand. So tell us more about that.
Yes, there were a number of impassioned pleas. Republican Governor Scott Walker, as well as Republicans who control the state legislature, have been pushing the deal, while Democrats have largely been opposed. Both sides delivered emotional pleas in the assembly on Thursday. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, whose district is located in Racine County, called the deal a game changer.
Just imagine what a $10 billion investment is going to do for this area alone, much less for the entire state of Wisconsin. Imagine the new businesses that will open. Imagine the new restaurants, the new shops, the new careers that are going to be built.
But Democrats blasted the bill and pointed to fiscal estimates that show Wisconsin wouldn't begin to recoup the $3 billion in losses from the tax incentives until 2043. Democrat Gordon Hinds called it enormous corporate welfare.
How much Kool-Aid do you have to drink? Is it wise to force taxpayers to make a 15-year investment with a quarter-century payback under the best scenario on a highly automated plant in a global economy where technology is constantly changing?
But Marty, I understand that there were Democrats who had initially voiced their opposition to the deal, but some of them ultimately changed their minds and voted yes in favor of Foxconn and those tax incentives. Why did they do that?
All eyes were on three Democrats from the districts in which the company could be located. All three seemed to rail on the bill in the past few days, past few weeks. But in the end, those three Democrats said, although they have reservations about the bill, they had no choice but to vote yes because the area needs the jobs. Here's Racine Democrat Corey Mason.
It returns our community back to the dignity of work, of letting people know that they can do something with their own two hands and provide for their family with good middle-class jobs.
So where does it go from here, though? Because I understand that this isn't a done deal. So what's going to happen next?
You're right, it isn't a done deal yet. The bill did clear a major hurdle in passing the state assembly, but now it goes to the state Senate. Republican leaders in that chamber have indicated they might not have the votes yet for passage and are going to carefully consider the bill. There is a smaller Republican majority in the Senate, so sometimes this happens. The GOP needs to do a little more arm twisting to get the votes.
Well, Marty Michelson is a reporter for WUWM in Milwaukee, speaking to us about Wisconsin lawmakers moving forward on a $3 billion incentives package to bring Foxconn to the state. Marty, thank you so much.
You're welcome.